This music is from the early music vocal quartet known as Anonymous Four, based here in New York City since the, I guess around 1986 or 87. This, though, is not early music. It's a piece written specifically for them by the contemporary English composer Peter Maxwell Davies. Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, though he never uses the title. It's from the Anonymous Four collection called Walcombe Yule, a collection of Celtic and British carols, many of them traditional, but several of them contemporary, written specifically for Anonymous Four. Early music has been part of new sounds from the get-go, and although this sort of started as a new music program, it just seemed from day one that early music had a real strong connection with contemporary music, and we've seen a lot of that in recent years with composers like, for example, the Englishman John Taverner, whose music looks back to medieval sources. And so on this New Sounds program, number 2205, we'll be hearing some works by Sir John Taverner, including a work written specifically for Anonymous Four. And we'll also hear A4's performance of this work by Peter Maxwell Davies. We'll hear some other works by John Taverner and Peter Maxwell Davies. And we'll also have the opportunity to hear the Chilingirian String Quartet performing some of Taverner's music as well. I'm John Schaefer. Let's begin with two pieces by John Taverner, and both of them are excerpts from longer works. The first is The Last Sleep of the Virgin, written for the Chilingirian Quartet in London and for handbells. And it's a beautiful combination, from an album called Byzantia, a compilation of John Taverner works. Then from the Anonymous Four record Darkness into Light, we'll hear a bit of The Bridegroom, major work by John Taverner, written specifically for Anonymous Four and the Chilingirian Quartet, and taken from their record, Darkness into Light, subtitled Medieval and Modern, A Mystical Journey. That's pretty much what you get on the record and in the music of John Taverner, with whom we begin on New Sounds. Thank you. Two excerpts of music by Sir John Taverner. He's English, but he converted to Russian Orthodoxy in the 1970s, and since then, his music has been very deeply colored by the sounds of medieval Russian sacred music. That piece is called The Bridegroom. It's just an excerpt. The full piece is considerably longer. And it was written for the people you just heard performing it, the New York-based early music vocal quartet known as Anonymous Four, and the London-based string quartet led by Levon Chilingirian. The Chilingirian Quartet has had a long history with John Taverner. And in fact, prior to that piece, The Bridegroom, we heard the Chilingirian Quartet doing an excerpt of John Taverner's piece, The Last Sleep of the Virgin. Some more mystical music, this one featuring the string quartet with handbells from an album called Byzantia, a collection of John Taverner's spiritual works. The Anonymous Four Chilingirian piece came from an album called Darkness into Light, a collection of mystical works from medieval and modern times, mostly medieval, with four works by John Taverner. Let's continue with some of Anonymous Four's record, Darkness into Light, and this actually is one of the medieval pieces, Surge Illuminare, sung by Anonymous Four. Yeah, that's the stuff that Anonymous Four first became well-known for. Medieval music, Surge Illuminare, Anonymous piece from an album called Darkness into Light, medieval and modern mystical music from various anonymous sources and from Sir John Taverner. In a moment, Anonymous Four's Christmas record, so to speak, featuring music by John Taverner and his countryman Peter Maxwell Davies. As we continue, I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds number 2205, some medieval and modern music connections being made by groups like Anonymous Four, who will now perform another John Taverner piece, this one a pre-existing work, though. This wasn't written specifically for them. It is, in fact, one of Tavener's most popular pieces, his setting of the William Blake poem, The Lamb. This is from Anonymous Four's record, Welcome Yule, or in modern English, Welcome Christmas, a collection of Celtic and British songs, some very old and some very new. On the same record, they do a piece by Sir Peter Maxwell Davies that was specifically written for them. It's called A Calendar of Kings, and it's a setting of a poem by George Mackey Brown, who wrote a poem about the journey of the three wise men from the east to the scene of the Nativity, except that it's set in the Orkney Islands, where both the poet and Sir Peter Maxwell Davies live. And it is clear from the poem that the journey has taken a whole season, and hence the title, A Calendar of Kings. It's actually a lovely piece, especially towards the end. Music by Peter Maxwell Davies, sung by Anonymous Four, and also in this set, this work by John Tavener from Anonymous Four's record Welcome Yule on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Anonymous Four, early music vocal quartet, started here in New York in the late 80s, and over the years have become very close friends of ours. They've been on New Sounds Live a number of times. We've commissioned new music for them. This is from their album Wolcum Yule, spelled W-O-L-C-U-M, Wolcum Yule, a collection of Celtic and British carols and songs, some of them quite old, and some of them, like that piece, specifically written for Anonymous Four and this project. That's called A Calendar of Kings by Peter Maxwell Davies. And prior to that, they did a recording of The Lamb, setting of the Blake poem by Sir John Taverner. This is New Sounds, and we're going to continue with some music by Peter Maxwell Davies. It is actually Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, but not only does he not use the title, he barely uses his full name. In fact, everybody calls him Max. The record we're about to hear from is called Maximum Max, a collection of Peter Maxwell Davies' better-known works. As I mentioned before, that Calendar of Kings piece, Davies lives in northern Scotland on the Orkney Islands, and that comes into play in the two works we're about to hear. Farewell to Stromness and Yesnaby Ground were both written in 1980 and recorded by Peter Maxwell Davies at the piano. Farewell to Stromness and Yesnaby Ground are both from a kind of a protest music theater piece that he put together to protest a planned uranium mine on the island under the ground of Yesnaby, hence that title. I mean, in musical terms, a ground is a repeating figure in the bass, and in fact, that's how this piece is created, but there's this pun in the title that Yesnaby Ground was about to be dug up for uranium, and Stromness was the town closest to the site. So the title Farewell to Stromness, rather an ironic one. Now, with all the protest, all the political motivation, you might expect music that's somewhat hectoring, but in fact, these are absolutely beautiful pieces. Farewell to Stromness is just a lovely piano work by Sir Peter Maxwell Davies that many, many other instrumentalists have arranged, and I love it. So here it is from the album Maximum Max, two works by Peter Maxwell Davies. First, Farewell to Stromness, and the second, Yesnaby Ground on New Sounds. Two works composed by Sir Peter Maxwell Davies. Max. From the album Maximum Max, we heard Yesnaby Ground, and prior to that, Farewell to Stromness, both written in 1980 as protest songs when the British government was planning to build a uranium mine in the islands off the north coast of Scotland, where Peter Maxwell Davies lives, and played by Max himself at the piano. Again, the album called Maximum Max. And this is New Sounds, dealing this time with some medieval and modern musical connections, and we'll bring back Sir John Taverner and Anonymous Four and the Chilingirian String Quartet for another piece or two as we continue.
WNYC is supported by New York Presbyterian. For the fifth year in a row, the only hospital in the tri-state area named to the U.S. News & World Report Honor Roll of America's Best Hospitals. Don't you deserve this level of care? More at 877-NYP-WELL or nyp.org. And WNYC is the media partner for StoryCorps, capturing the nation's stories in sound. Now with story booths at the World Trade Center PATH station as well as Grand Central Terminal. Details at storycorps.net or 800-850-4406. 93.9 WNYC, news and talk all day, inspiring classical music all night.
If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it will, as always, tell you what we've heard and where you can find much of this music for yourself. All you need is the program number. This is 2205. You'll find the playlist on our website. You can also write in and we'll be glad to mail you one. Well, not that we'll be glad about it, but we'll do it grudgingly. Our mailing address is New Sounds, WNYC, 1 Center Street, New York, New York, 10007. You can also email us, newsounds@wnyc.org. But best of all, you can download the playlist yourself from our website at wnyc.org or newsounds.org. The album Darkness into Light is subtitled Medieval and Modern, A Mystical Journey. Let's hear a little bit of medieval and a little bit of modern mysticism. From Anonymous Four and the Chilingirian Quartet, they join forces on the John Taverner piece called As One Who Has Slept, setting of a sacred text from the Russian Orthodox Rite. And then we'll hear Anonymous Four by themselves, wrapping up with a bit of medieval music. Iube Domine is the name of the traditional plain chant that they'll sing. From the album Darkness into Light, we begin with this John Taverner piece. Once again, Anonymous Four and the Chilingirian Quartet. Here are the two groups together on New Sounds.
Thank you.
music here from Anonymous 4. The piece is called Jubae Domine, and it's an anonymous medieval work sung by the four members of this New York-based ensemble from their album Darkness into Light. From the same record, we also heard their performance of a piece by Sir John Taverner called As One Who Has Slept, one of many works that he's written inspired by Russian liturgical chant, and that was Anonymous 4 and the Chilingirian Quartet together. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed hearing some of these medieval and modern musical connections on New Sounds, and I hope you'll be with us next time for more.